أول شيء بدي أقول إنه أنا كتير مبسوط بسويسرا.
First of all, I want to say that I'm very happy to be here, to be in Geneva for the first time of my life, and to participate in a very important event that is happening this Wednesday with UNRWA, especially that UNRWA is giving services to the refugees, the Palestinian refugees, and I'm one of them. I just went out to the street and I was very surprised that people recognized me and they stopped me and they asked me, are you Muhammad Assaf? And I said yes, and they will be coming actually to the event on Wednesday. So this is something that's very honoring to me.
So we are now in a very posh, swanky hotel in the center of Geneva, the aim to perform for UNRWA, the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, and you're going to be performing because you are an idol for many people, you're a hero for many people, you are Arab Idol. You won the competition, the TV contest, because you have a fantastic voice, and I hope we're going to hear a bit of that in a minute. But can you perhaps tell me how it feels to be here and obviously the comparison with where you came from?
يعني أكيد إنه فعلاً تناقض يعني بدي أحكي عن الحياة الصعبة اللي بعيشها.
Yes, there's of course a huge contrast between Geneva and Gaza, where I come from. There's completely difference. In Gaza, there's no even electricity on a daily basis. In Gaza, there's no water, no sewage. Gaza has been under blockade for the last 7 or 8 years since 2007. Imagine one day Geneva happening without electricity or without water. What would people do? For me, as a refugee coming from there, I am still aware of the situation. I call all the people, the humanitarian organizations and the United Nations to just call for a complete blockade of the siege on Gaza. I know that the political situation has been very complicating the situation there, and I know that the last war in July happening in Gaza worsened the situation. However, I know that there are so many kids in Gaza and there are so many normal people like me living in Gaza, working in Gaza, and they just want to live happily and want to have a future for themselves and for their kids.
يعني تهيئها انه هي تفكر بمستقبل افضل وانه يعيشوا حياه طبيعيه زيهم زي اي شعب بالعالم.
Can you give me a bit of the background about how you managed to get from Gaza to Egypt, I believe it was, to take part in this competition?
يعني كانت شغلة كتير صعبة يعني في ظل الأوضاع.
Basically, to fly from Gaza to the world is a dream for everyone. I was living in Gaza, like many people in Gaza, and I just dreamt all the time just to fly and just to see the world and just to let my voice be heard around the world. In Geneva or around any other place, you just book your ticket, take the plane and go somewhere else. But in Gaza, there's not even an airplane. There's not even an airport. So how can we fly? This was my biggest dream, and I was living under occupation. I was living under complete blockade in Gaza, but yet I was determined to accomplish my dream, and I was determined to really cross the border to Egypt, which was very difficult. So I arrived to Egypt, but then the challenge happened that, you know, that 7 a.m. was the casting due. I was there already at 4 a.m. waiting outside the hotel. The hotel had big walls. And then thousands of people were, amazing amount of people were just there. Those who had good voices, those who didn't, they just wanted to do the casting. The people from the hotel came out from the casting and just called the names and they said, that's it, these are the numbers that we're gonna take. My name wasn't called and I didn't have the right ticket. I started singing to someone, a Palestinian, who basically a Palestinian, but he lives abroad. I spoke to him and he sympathized with me and I told him about my tough journey from Gaza to Egypt. He offered to give me his ticket. He offered to give me his number for the casting.
What was his name?
Ramadan Abu Nahli.
Thank you, Ramadan Abu Nahli.
And I'm very happy that, you know, many people heard my voice. I was able to jump off the wall to go inside the hotel and to do the casting. And many people heard my voice and many people loved my voice.
Can we hear your voice now? Come on, let's not wait any longer. Is that possible? You might be a bit tired from your flight. You've come in today to Geneva, but if you could give us just a few lines, that would be fantastic.
بدي ازرع شجرة في بيتي الصغير حلوة حلوة وخضرة فيها غصون كتير بدي ازرع شجرة في بيتي الصغير حلوة حلوة وخضرة فيها غصون كتير بدي ارويها بروحي لا تكبر وتصير ويا بسمي لا تروحي بعده حب كبير.
Wow, I wish I understood what you were saying. What were you saying there?
He wants to plant a small plant and he wants to see it growing. It's very emotional in Arabic. The lyrics are amazing because it speaks about love and hope. It's beautiful. Muhammad.
So how many more Muhammad Asafs are there like you?
يعني في في احسن من محمد كما ممكن يطلع يعني هذا الشيء.
I think there will be even better Muhammads than me in the future, and why not? I would, you know, support that, and I think that there will be million Muhammads around the world from Palestine. Muhammad of the art, Muhammad of the football, Muhammad of the any other art form, and I think that art is such an important thing to achieve, and I think art is a pillar in building a society. Art is a pillar in preserving culture, and I want to speak especially as a Palestinian because I think we have amazing art and we have amazing culture and heritage that we should preserve.
محمد اللي برسم محمد اللي مبدع في 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 مجال العلمي كمان في كل المجالات.
Muhammad Asaf, thank you so much. Rahik, thank you for your translation. I wish you all the best with the concert.
Thank you.